Tony Barrett would continue. Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, is not happy.
Mitch McConnell seems to be jamming through the hearings on Amy Coney Barrett, even though three senators have COVID.
The New York Democrat speaking on Sunday. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Some Republicans are taking issue with Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, saying President Trump should have taken more precautions regarding COVID-19. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying Pelosi's comments were out of line.
He is sitting here trying to work with this speaker to get a COVID relief package together, and these are the comments that she makes. This is uncalled for. Other nations are watching America. This is the one time that we could unite together.
State and county officials in New Jersey are contacting more than 200 people who were at President Trump's fundraiser on Thursday, asking them to monitor themselves for possible coronavirus symptoms. If they were in close contact with the president or his staff, they are being asked to quarantine for 14 days. Officials also recommending they wait 5 to 7 days from the event to get a COVID-19 test to prevent false negatives. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Vice President Mike Pence is set to debate Democratic vice presidential nominee Kamala Harris on Wednesday night. As far as the roles and responsibilities of a vice president, even during a debate, former vice presidential candidate Joe Lieberman says,
when you accept the role as vice president, and there were some sort of Democratic core constituency groups that were not 100% in favor of my selection, and what we said to them, I and then Vice President Gore, was the reality, which is a president should expect the vice president to argue with him if he disagrees on a matter in private. But once the president decides, that's it. And by the time you get to the debate, you know pretty much where your presidential candidate is. So really, you've got to reflect that. I suppose in a rare case you could say, here's what I think, but I'll do whatever the president says, because he's the commander-in-chief, he's the boss.
Lieberman speaking there on Newsmax. And a rare Monday night football doubleheader, as the Kansas City Chiefs will host the New England Patriots at Arrowhead Stadium, followed by the Atlanta Falcons heading to Green Bay to play against the Green Bay Packers. The Chiefs-Patriots game was moved because of a positive COVID-19 test. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you heard the big news? Rent Boutique Las Vegas has new owners. The blowout bar you have loved the past few years has reopened and is even better than before. Now it's a full-service salon specializing in blowouts. You can now get a color and a cut with your blowouts. Same great locations in downtown Summerlin and Henderson, off of Green Valley Parkway and Horizon Ridge. Check out all they have to offer at sparklesbeautybars.com. That's sparklesbeautybars.com. Let your best hair day be every day.
What hotel do you imagine when thinking of the West? That's right, Best Western. The Best Western in Elko, Nevada, at the base of the beautiful Ruby Mountains, is waiting to greet you. They have the largest hotel rooms and indoor pool in Elko, and their pool with jacuzzi and fitness room are open 24/7. The peaceful and comforting Elko Inn goes beyond your expectations to provide superior customer service that ensures an enjoyable stay. The pet-friendly Elko Inn starts serving breakfast at 4 a.m. for that early riser, and they have a patio with a fireplace and grill to help you feel right at home. And by the time you leave, you will feel like family. Call 775-738-8787. That's 775-PET-USUS for your reservation. Don't forget to mention KSHP Radio for your special rate of $89. Some restrictions apply. That's just $89 at the Best Western Elko Inn.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. We have just one more guest scheduled the rest of the show, which is 2 hours. That is Chad Belding, outdoorsman, guy from Reno, by the way. One of my buddies, his place that he hangs out with his friends, or he used to, was Reno. That was his big destination. Not Vegas, not Tahoe, Reno. Anyway, 2001, we're in London and we're in Harrods, and he's trying on this leather coat that tied like a bathrobe in the front, kind of like a Matrix bathrobe, and I think it was $600. He was trying it on, and there was a guy there in a suit watching him, and he goes, "Oh man, could you imagine me with this in Reno? Could you imagine me with this in Reno?" I go, "That's what's going through your mind right now? You in Reno with this thing?" And my friend said to the worker guy with his coat and tie, very proper British haberdasher type of guy, and he said, "I look bad here? Do I look bad? Do I look bad?" And he goes, "You look very bad indeed, sir." Which I thought was hilarious. And I'm one of these guys that if we're stateside and they're like, "Hey, should I buy a $600 leather coat?" I'm like, "No." When I'm in Europe, anytime somebody says, "Should I buy it?" I'm always like, "Yes. When are you going to get back here?" "Probably never." "Buy it, buy it, buy it." So I kept saying, "Buy it, buy it, buy it." And he never did. Man, could you imagine him in Reno? Reno. Hey, how about your calls this? We need to talk about baseball. It's getting started. My team is going to be getting started in about 2 hours. Sorry, the Toledo Mud Hens. I mean, the Oakland A's. And also more football final scores. The NBA, Miami finally showed up with Butler and a Tyler Hero, a little snarl, that type of stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. And the Twitter's at Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
There's an underdog story happening today in America. Small businesses are fighting to make a comeback, but in the moment they have the least, they're giving the most. They're rallying communities and neighborhoods, yet asking for little in return. Well, it's time we gave back. Small Unites is making it simple for everyone to take action and support the small businesses that unite us all. Find out how you can donate, shop, and share today at smallunites.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Listen up, sports bettors. This is Rick Tittle here to tell you about my favorite sports book, and that's BetUS. Football, basketball, and baseball are all back, and that means it's time to get down your bets. I only endorse one sports book, and that is BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Well, BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the biz. You need a sports book with integrity and longevity, and you need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, entertainment, and all kinds of crazy prop bets and futures. Call today at 1-800-MYBETUS. That's 1-800-MYBETUS. Or go to BetUS.com and fill out your information. It only takes a minute. And when you get to the How'd You Hear About Us box, type in Rick Tittle, and you get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. 25 years in the biz, best bonuses, BetUS.com or 800-MY-BETUS.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Check, check, check.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
Hey, check out Channel 9. Check out Rick Tittle.
Me out. Thank you for that, Lawrence, and welcome back. And as I said, you may participate if you like at 1-800-878-PLAY. The third hour will be no guests, and I'm really going to dive into the baseball, but we do have some more football to talk about. And tonight, we're going to have two Monday night games, and that's because the Patriots and the Chiefs got bumped a day because Cam Newton had coronavirus. By the way, the Titans now have gone a straight week without one positive test, which is good. But kind of bizarre just to delay it a day. But think about this. You are Disney, Cap Cities, whatever, that owns ABC, ESPN. You pay through the nose to get Monday Night Football on ESPN. You get the matchup of the Falcons and the Packers. You think, not great. Because it's 3-0 versus 0-3. Meanwhile, CBS has the rights to Patriots Chiefs, being it's supposed to be a Sunday game, and it's AFC matchup, and it's going to air on Monday night. Now, this game out here is going to start at 4 o'clock. It's going to be very weird. And then the other game is going to start at 5:50, so it's going to be at halftime when the other game is going to start. Do you think anybody outside of Atlanta or Green Bay is going to be watching the Falcons and the Packers? They're going to be watching Patriots Chiefs, unless it's a blowout, which it very well could be. But I was just thinking that, you know, I don't know what the deal is behind the scenes. I'm sure there's contingency plans. And in the grand scheme of things, the NFL calls the shot to its media partners. But I can just think of the furious anger and fumes coming out of the ESPN people that they're going to have a CBS game on Monday night. And by the way, it will not be called Monday Night Football. It's just a football game that happens on Monday night with a much better matchup. All right, let's get back to some of the results. I think maybe the most shocking one of all, and maybe it shouldn't have been shocking, is that the Browns won at Dallas, because if you look at their records after the game, you didn't know any better. You'd say, well, look, Cleveland's 3-1, and the Cowboys are 1-3, and the Cowboys only have that one victory because of that miraculous comeback against Atlanta, where Atlanta was like, don't touch the onside kick, don't touch the onside. Oh, wait, we can? Oh, we can touch it. Otherwise, the Dallas Cowboys would be 0-4. Remember, they had to get rid of Jason Garrett.
had to get rid of him. They had to bring in somebody new. Well, I think all eyes for the Cleveland Browns are going to be on Nick Chubb going forward, but it turned out that they didn't even need him because they were 5-point underdogs, and they took it to the Cowboys early. They left with a 49-38 victory to go 3-1 on the season, and the Browns hung 31 on the Cowboys in the first half alone. And they were aided by the fact that they are looking pretty crisp on offense and the self-inflicted wounds by the Cowboys as well. Now, that being said, the Cowboys are scrappy and they've got some great players on offense and they did not stay down. And you look at Dak Prescott, who has now thrown for more than 450 yards in three consecutive games. 58 attempts in his effort to will the Cowboys back from this canyon they dug for themselves in the first half. But record-breaking? That's right. Because Prescott is now the first player in the history of the league to surpass 450 in three straight weeks. But, I mean, the Cowboys have themselves to blame, and they allow nearly 50 points. And, by the way, through their first four games, they've allowed 146 points, which is the worst in their history. That's back when they went 1-15. But the formula going into Dallas wasn't exactly a secret. All the Browns had to do was, I guess, force the giveaway happy Cowboys into just doing that and then take advantage of it. And the decision to start Terrence Steele at right tackle with Lyle Collins out, it was a blueprint that we all saw. Forcing two fumbles, scoring two touchdowns off of that, 31 unanswered points. Baker Mayfield looked really comfortable in the pocket. He's got a little chemistry going now with Odell Beckham and the aforementioned Jarvis Landry. Child, please. Remember on Hard Knocks, kept saying, child, please. What does that mean? He goes, this means child, please. But the Cowboys can't get out of their own way. And you could say it should have been Brandon Knight starting at right tackle, and that's going to be questioned, but whatever. I mean... Myles Garrett got two sacks off of Steele. That's true. And Garrett, you know, sort of dumped ice water on Prescott, flaming hot, and got a little disheveled there before he kind of came back and got the touchdown toss to Dalton Schultz. And then Elliott got in, and it made it an 11-point game, but it was too late. Penalties, giveaways, just nauseating. And the thing is, as much as, you know, as they say, we look at quarterbacks and go, oh my gosh, what did they do on offense? They give up 49 points. Now, a lot of that is just stupid turnovers in bad parts of the field, but still the defense, I mean, geez. And Prescott got off to a 14-7 lead with the help of CeeDee Lamb and company. But, I mean, Garrett had other plans, and you'd probably say the play of the game was with the 41-14 lead, then got diminished down to 41-38, and here they come. The Browns had 3.5 minutes remaining to put this game on ice, and it was the fact that Beckham, who already had two touchdowns, he had the twisting of the knife. It was basically a walk-off 50-plus yard touchdown against his former NFC East nemesis. But for people who are baying for a change, and the guy that they're most pointing at right now, even more than Mike McCarthy, is their defensive coordinator, Mike Nolan, whose dad was head coach of the Niners. He was head coach of the Niners. He said, hey, Reebok, can I wear a suit like my dad? And they said, all right, we'll make you a Reebok coach's suit. Mike Nolan, by the way, coached the Senior Bowl and ended up drafting Patrick Willis. I'll give him that. But apparently the quote from Charles Robinson on Yahoo Sports is, Cowboy fans wanting in on D.C. Mike Nolan. That's the guy Mike McCarthy will stand on the table for. He's going to put up for Nolan. He believes in him. That's not going to be a situation where Nolan gets thrown under the bus this early by a head coach. Well, that's fine, but... you know, the Cowboys are America's team. It's funny how many Cowboy fans you'll find all over the place. And then so you just have to go if you want to. If you want to go to social media, you just see all the famous athletes in other sports that love the Cowboys. But then a lot of people love to hate the Cowboys as well. But Dallas now, I mean, at 1-3, what are their chances of getting to the playoffs now? By the way, they're not even in last place. That division is an embarrassment. And we're only a month into the season, but the NFC least, there has to be a better word, a more pejorative word, insultory than least. The NFC disaster. Philadelphia, by virtue of their win over the Niners, we'll talk about that next. Philadelphia, 1-2-1 are in first place. That tie that people are like, that tie is the reason that they are in first place over the second place 1-3 Redskins, tied for second place, Dallas 1-3. Dallas doesn't have to do anything except win that crappy division, and they're still in it. They are a half game out of first place at 1-3. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a break. Come on back.
Green Spring Golf Course, open year-round, is only 2 hours away and 10 degrees cooler. Just north of St. George, right off of I-15, Green Spring Golf Course is located in beautiful Washington, Utah. This amazing best of southern Utah golf course is well-maintained, with awesome mountain and canyon views. You'll enjoy the friendly staff, too. 18 holes start at just $34, plus tournaments and leagues fill the calendar at Green Spring. Call 435-673-PUTT to make your reservations. Check them out online at golfgreenspring.com.
The Retreat on Charleston Peak is an elegant rustic lodge elevated 6,700 feet in Kyle Canyon. The Retreat is a locals getaway featuring cozy hardwood floor rooms, a pet-friendly facility, and beautiful scenery surrounding the entire resort. Don't forget to grab a bite at the Canyon Restaurant, now serving dine-in, takeout, or curbside pickup. The Retreat on Charleston Peak is also perfect for weddings, banquets, and corporate events. Make your reservation today at retreatoncharlestonpeak.com. That's retreatoncharlestonpeak.com.
Have you heard the big news? Vent Boutique Las Vegas has new owners. The blowout bar you have loved the past few years has reopened and is even better than before. Now it's a full-service salon specializing in blowouts. You can now get a color and a cut with your blowouts. Same great locations in downtown Summerlin and Henderson, off of Green Valley Parkway and Horizon Ridge. Check out all they have to offer at sparklesbeautybars.com. That's sparklesbeautybars.com. Let your best hair day be every day.
The National Atomic Testing Museum is a national science, history, and educational institution that tells the story of America's nuclear weapons testing program at the Nevada Test Site. Located at 755 East Flamingo Road, just east of Paradise, the museum offers immersive, interactive experts for guests of all ages. The museum is Smithsonian certified and open 7 days a week. For more information, visit nationalatomictestingmuseum.org. That's nationalatomictestingmuseum.org.
Soho Sushi Burrito, a unique fast casual restaurant that combines Mexican and Japanese cuisine into one. Soho Sushi Burrito offers sushi burritos, salads, rice bowls, and nachos. With a fresh salsa bar and so many choices of fish, chicken, beef, and vegan options, it's always a dining adventure at Soho Sushi Burrito. Check out their two Vegas locations at Jones and the 215, or Sahara and I-15, or visit their website at SohoSushiBurrito.com. That's SohoSushiBurrito.com.
Are you ready for the adrenaline rush of a lifetime? Flightline's Bootleg Canyon lets you soar down four separate zip lines spanning over a mile and a half at speeds up to 60 miles per hour. This guided three-hour tour and adventure will make memories for a lifetime. Flightline's is perfect for bachelor and bachelorette parties, birthdays, or just a day with friends. For info and tickets, check them out online at flightlineswithaZ.bootleg.com. That's flightlinesbootleg.com. Experience the rush at Flightline's Bootleg Canyon.
That's 800-493-6118.
Now you see that evil will always triumph because good is dumb.
Tittle always goes commando.
Commando, I tell you, what is up? You can call in if you see fit and have yourself heard. The hard news is too stupid. It just is. Well, it gets important. Not really. What's important is the baseball playoffs, which I will get to. We're not even halfway done with this show right now. Coming up the next segment, by the way, we're going to talk to an outdoorsman. He's going to talk about how to stalk, hunt, strip, kill, eat elk. I don't know. Something like that. 1-800-878-PLAY. Other games around the league. Buccaneers beat the Chargers 38-31. Tom Brady with 5 touchdown passes and a pick, but Justin Herbert still looking very good. 3 touchdown passes and an interception. The biggest problem for the Chargers yesterday is the fact that they had a lead and they let it slip away. But the other biggest thing is that their leading rusher was Justin Herbert. Now, that's fine if you have, Lamar Jackson, but that's not the kind of player Herbert is. He ran for 14 yards on 5 carries, and most of those were happy feet panic deals. Your leading rusher ran for 14 yards. So the Buccaneers front 7 will feel well chuffed about that stat. The Washington football team, 1-3, the aforementioned Lamar Jackson. He didn't need to run for 100 yards. He ran for 53, but he threw a couple of TDs. Dwayne Haskins needs a lot more help, but I'm telling you, that Terry McLaurin kid, 10 catches for 118 yards, outstanding draft pick out of USC last year, and that's one good player on that team. Ravens 3-1, WTF, 1-3. This one, I picked the Panthers to beat the Cardinals. Cardinals 2-2, Panthers 3-2. The Panthers really should be 3-2 instead of 2-2 as well, but they buggered it against the Raiders. But Teddy Bridgewater, a couple of touchdowns and a pick. Kyler Murray didn't air it out, but he threw 3 touchdowns. He was also his team's leading rusher. Kyler Murray's not going to have the type of stats that Herbert had. It's 6 carries, 78 yards, but a 31-21 victory for Matt Rhule. Trying to turn things around. The Lions and the Saints. This one is, everyone's going to pick the Saints in this one, obviously, who are now 2-2 and the Lions 1-3. And it's funny, if you look at the stats on Brees, 2 touchdowns and a pick and all these articles, oh, he's back to being elite again. He never stopped being elite. He's never stopped being Drew Brees. I don't really get all that. 35-29, Matt Stafford was kind of his old Matt Stafford stealth, throwing for 3 touchdowns and a pick as well. But in their run game, AP led, you can use that word, the Lions in rushing, 36 yards for Detroit. That's just, that ain't good. The Finns hosted the Seahawks. I think all of us took Seattle on the road. And Ryan Fitzpatrick was not great. A couple of picks. Russell Wilson, 2 more touchdown passes and an interception himself, but still a 31-23 victory. Not easy going 3,000 miles and winning in the NFL, but Seattle did it, and they improved to 4-0. How about the 0-4 Houston Texans? This was another tough one. Is there was a battle of 0-3 teams, and I went with the home team in that one. But the Vikings, 1-3. Deshaun Watson, all the money he makes, they need to get him some help. Because if it weren't for Mahomes, this would be your leading money getter at the quarterback position. He threw for 300 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks, outstanding, not enough. I think the most important thing for Kirk Cousins is that he did not throw an interception. This was mostly the Dalvin Cook show. Hand it to him. Amazing game for him. 130 yards and 2 touchdowns on just 27 touches. The Bengals, as I was saying earlier to my guest who wrote the LSU book, Ross Dellinger, They had a tie last week, and now they got their first victory for the Joe Burrow era. 300 yards, a pick, and a touchdown. Gardner Minshew threw for 351, two touchdowns and an interception. But in the end, the Bengals at home were a little bit better than the Jags defense. Bengals 1-2-1. Jags looking up at 1-3. And then we get to the Rams and the Giants. And this one was a lot closer than I think we thought. Not that the Rams are world beaters, but the Giants are completely pathetic. And what they get, three field goals in the game, 17-9. Daniel Jones, no touchdown passes, a pick for 190 yards. The Rams are 3-1, and the Giants are 0-4. But here's the thing. The biggest headline of that game is the fact that there was a fight after the game between Golden Tate and Jalen Ramsey. Golden Tate, who's been on the show a couple times, former Golden Domer, against Ramsey, who, of course, is a very outspoken guy. That quarterback sucks, coming over from the aforementioned Jags. But, look, the Giants had every reason to be frustrated, and there was a late attempt by the Giants to win the game, but they couldn't get it done. But something sent them over the edge, and the cameras captured the post-game exchanges, and then Golden Tate and Jalen Ramsey were at the center of a big brawl. And it now appears, according to reports, that it was because of a long-brewing family dispute between them that helped get this thing kicked off. But you saw dozens of Giants and Rams players shoving and maybe throwing a punch here or there. Ramsey had one hand that got Tate. And by the way, Tate, four passes for New York. If you want to get into the stats of it, four receptions, I should say. But according to the New York Post, they said Ramsey is the father of two of Tate's young nieces, but broke off a long-term relationship with Tate's sister, Brianna, while she was still pregnant last summer, when Ramsey posted to social media a photo with his new girlfriend last October. Tate made it publicly known he was circling their next head-to-head matchup, end quote. Now, we knew that already. We talked about that last year, that Golden Tate was like, I'm a get you. Now, it's Golden Tate's own sister. He has three kids, I guess, with him, and then he's posting a picture of the new girl. So, I can understand the frustrations of it, but it's unclear if either one of those players is going to face discipline or not. The Giants coach, Joe Judge says that he'll investigate the situation. He said, I have to see and find out all the details right there. I don't have anything there yet. Obviously, we want to do our fighting between the whistles for 60 minutes. I don't know all the details, so I'm going to reserve comment on that until I find out everything. But, I think we probably could see that one coming if we were paying attention. Other results, the Bears lost at home to the Colts 3-1. Phillip Rivers with one touchdown. Nick Foles' revolution, a touchdown and a pick. Both those teams are 3-1. And then the Niners and the Eagles. Ouch. This was supposed to be an easy game for San Francisco. The Nick Mullins thing, two interceptions. And the last one was just horrifying. And I don't even know how he didn't see this linebacker who was the CFL Defensive Player of the Year and is mostly a special teams guy for the Eagles. But throws it right to a linebacker for a pick six. And then Beathard comes in, leads him down the field, and then they had a chance with a Hail Mary bouncing around, and there's Darius Slay trying to catch it, and you're like, just knock it out of bounds, man. But for these, there's always the people who want the backup to come in for the starter, and it's like, you really want Nick Mullins instead of Garoppolo? And Nick Mullins, not only is he not going to come in for Garoppolo, who should be healthy next week, he's not even second string anymore, I wouldn't think. I think it would probably, now they were in a bend but don't break prevent when C.J. Beathard came in, and that almost prevented them from winning. But the Niners are in a little bit of shock at 2-2. This is the defending NFC champion, and you know, they had some injury. Mike McGlinchey, that whole fan base has turned on McGlinchey. They want the guy cut, the right tackle. I don't know. We'll find out maybe from Dominic if he wants McGlinchey to get cut. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back. We will talk to Chad Belding on the other side.
With so many new pet owners, Kezia's Grooming can't keep up.
Kezia's Grooming? Sorry, we'll book solid through the weekend. I can give you a call back, though, if something opens up.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. Winningreviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out winningreviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to winningreviews.com. That's winningreviews.com.
Oh, come now, don't be ashamed. We all have our idiosyncrasies.
I wish you would try and slap Rick Tittle's mama's face. He would clown you.
Oh, what's that all about? Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Chad Belding. Chad Belding, an outdoorsman, Got some podcasts, This Life Ain't For Anybody, and also the Foul Life. Chad, I know you're a Reno guy, went to UNR. Are you a Reno High, Wooster, Bishop McNaug, Hug? Where did you go?
McQueen.
McQueen, the one I didn't pick.
Yeah, the one you didn't pick.
Yeah, my cousins are from up there, and they live in Sparks now, and we got a place in Tahoe, so I'm very familiar.
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah, McQueen was good. Had a good football experience there. Baseball was a good time in our life. I had two brothers that also graduated from there. I actually went to UNLV out of high school and finished up my college at UNR, and I was lucky enough to play D1 baseball at UNLV, so... It's been a while back, but good memories for sure.
What was it like to play baseball at UNLV? What were the, because people always think there's the distractions of the strip, but you were the student athlete, right?
Yeah, I mean, Vegas is tough. You know, I was really disciplined in high school, and you get to Vegas away from mom and dad and out of the house, and you know, it was my first time going to a real party and my first time drinking a beer. And but, yeah, I mean, morning weights every day, taking 12 or 15 credits every semester, and then, you know, practice every afternoon and conditioning. And it's like a full-time job being a college athlete, and I'm glad I did it. I wish I'd have been good enough to go on to the next level into Major League Baseball or minor leagues, but wasn't in my cards, so hunting kind of took its place.
Yeah, when I was a college athlete and we had morning weights, I would literally go in the corner with a dumbbell and I would just stand there until they told me I could leave. Wasn't really into the weightlifting myself.
Yeah, our weightlifting coach, Mark Phillippe, was a two-time World's Strongest Man for America. He won America's, and so he was from Chicago, so he had that accent and that dialect, and he put it on us, man, 3 days a week. It was pretty intense. And but I mean, it was pretty focused on baseball training. That's what was good about it. Football players trained completely different than we did, and we trained completely different than the tennis team and swimming team. So it did me a lot of good in the long run, I think.
So you get a career now as an outdoorsman, as a hunter, and back when you were growing up, there was no Shields to go or a Cabela's to pick up a 12 gauge. What was it about the waterfall and duck hunting and geese and all that? What was it? Was it your dad that kind of led you down that road?
My dad led me down a road of big game hunting in the mountains of Nevada, maybe some chucker, partridge birds, upland hunting, but behind pointing dogs. And it wasn't until I was in my mid to late 20s that I went on a duck hunt. And I had been on a couple goose hunts with my uncle, but it wasn't done the way that I would end up seeing it done, with the decoys and the calling and the scouting and the camp life. And it's just a lot of camaraderie and socializing. You're in a duck blind with your buddies, and you can have whoever on there go quiet like you have to be in the deer woods or deer mountains or the turkey woods, right? So there's a little bit more, you know, goofing around and ribbing each other and talking smack. And then when the birds are around, I love the idea of vocalizing with them and communicating with them and getting them in close. And it just caught my attention. I got pretty obsessed with it. I got a type A personality anyway, and I kind of just started building into a competition calling career to keep my competitive edge going. I traveled around the country competing in what they call competitive goose calling and duck calling contests. Was lucky enough to have a pretty solid career in that, and that opened up some doors into being able to get invited on some pretty strong trips at different locations around the world and filming for DVD series and TV episodes, and then that turned into my own kind of vision for my own brands, and I launched those in 2008 and been trying to build them ever since.
Yeah, no doubt. Banded Video Production and Merchandising Company, hunting gear, accessories, duck and goose calls. My buddy who goes to a lot of duck blinds, I always say, where's the bathroom? And he said, it's the empty beer cans.
It can be. I mean, it just depends on where you're at and how agile you are. If you're quick and you can get up out of a pit or get somewhere where nobody's going to see you. We got cameras around us, so everybody that's not used to filming, they'll just jump up to go, you know, go to the bathroom, and they'll just go, you know, behind the blinds or to the side. And we, you know, we'll have 8 or 9 cameras set up that some of them are manned and some of them are unmanned. And I'm like, you know, there's a camera right there that just recorded all of that. And they're just like, oh, you got to be kidding me. So we try to warn them to be careful. But, yeah, you got to be quick and get right back in the blind. It's usually when somebody gets up to go to the bathroom, that's when the birds come.
Got more questions for Chad Belding. I remember a friend of mine who went duck hunting one time, and I don't know if it was limitless or what the limit was, but I remember he came back with a string, it seemed like, of 30 ducks, and I was like, that's carnage, that's too many, you're going to, and he's like, no, it's actually helping the ducks, fishing game is cool with it, and I go, how can they be cool with it? But then he showed me pictures of the sky, which was almost like the sun was blacked out by so many ducks, and they had to kind of thin the pack, so to speak. So for people who think this is some kind of cruel thing for sport, it is serving, and it doesn't help the ducks that get shot, but overall it's serving the species a service, right?
Yeah, I always say hunters are the ultimate conservationists, and we put a lot of sweat equity and elbow grease and financing in to habitat and different conservation efforts to protect our wildlife, to raise new habitat and get their breeding ground stronger. If I could sit here for hours, my man, and tell you about what Ducks Unlimited and California Waterfowl and Safari Club International and so many conservation organizations and hunters are doing to ensure that there's ducks in the flyway, geese in the flyway, elk in the mountains, turkeys in the woods, rat, I mean, it doesn't matter what, Quail Unlimited, Pheasants Forever. Hunters are relentlessly working to ensure that this lifestyle and culture is around for generations to come, because we're not entitled to be a hunter. It's not written into our declaration that we have the right to hunt. We do have the right to bear arms through the Second Amendment, but our hunting privilege can be taken away at any time. And as hunters, we need to do a good job of being a good ambassador and good voices for the future generations to be able to enjoy the outdoors like our grandfathers and fathers and great granddaddies did and back in the day when they were trailblazing this lifestyle. So yeah, we're the ultimate conservation with our focus on it. And we do take some out of the ecosystem, but it's all about sustainability and seeing it come full circle from farming and ranching to food sources to being able to hunt ethically and legally and then being able to cook that wild game and provide a bounty for your friends and family. It comes full circle. And I believe that the animals were put on Earth as a food source, and if we take care of them right with ethical means, that, you know, we can do a good job as a hunter of educating people that it truly is hunters that are providing so many great opportunities for these wildlife to survive and even expand into different areas, and their populations are booming right now, as a matter of fact.
Very well said. My my grandfather was a hunter in our cabin at Tahoe, as bear rugs and, you know, bighorn sheep, mountain goats, all this stuff, elk. And you know, I was a kid, he'd always drive up, he'd take his International Harvester Scout, he'd drive up with his buddies to Montana or Canada and literally come back with the deer roped onto the hood of the Jeep, so to speak. But, you know, in those days, he would put on a cowboy hat and he'd grab his 30-06. Nowadays, how has hunting changed with, I mean, do you got to wear blaze orange? Do you cover yourself in skunk spray? I mean, how has hunting changed from the 60s and 70s to now, Chad?
I think a lot of it, you know, everything evolves. It's a great question, because I always ask people, look at us, man. We're gear fanatics. We're crazy. Our boats, our UTVs, our trucks, our decoy spreads. I mean, it's amazing how much equipment is in waterfowl hunting. And then the deer hunting and the rifles and the ammunition. And if you're an archery hunter, there's so much that is advanced. And I think that you hear the words the golden years. You know, like, I wish I was around during the golden days of hunting or the golden years. And I hunt with several people that are, one is just turning 90, one is about to turn 80 in February, and they tell me all the time, we are in the golden days of hunting, and here's why. We have technologies now and insulations and stuff that's windproof and rainproof and waterproof, and we can stay in the field longer. We can be more comfortable. We can introduce new women, new kids to the culture and lifestyle of the hunter, giving them the ability to stay warm and dry and out in the field longer, where when our grandparents were out there, they would get wet, you know, some oil cloth or some blue jeans and a cowboy hat, and they couldn't stay out there that longer, especially when the temperature started to drop and get a little bit colder and frigid. So everything is evolving. I truly do believe that we are breeding smarter animals. With the way that we're building our homes and our communities and our manufacturing areas into the mountains, into the woods, into rural, you know, places that just used to be farmland and cropland, these animals are seeing more and more human interaction, and they're seeing highly technical produced product. Like when you look at the decoys we hunt over now, they look just like a mallard duck or a Canada goose. So I feel that we're breeding a smarter bird. They're starting to pick up on things that may have worked better just 5 years ago that they've gotten used to, and they've gotten, you know, more keen on it or smarter to it. So I think that we've bred smarter animals. I think that hunting is a very challenging lifestyle, and you have to be you have to have a skill set to be successful, and more importantly, consistently successful. So I do agree with you. Back in the day, I often said, well, how did my granddaddy kill all those big deer? And now we got to look like we're going into, you know, pretty much into theater overseas to go, you know, to go shoot a mule deer in the mountains of Oregon or Nevada. So it's a mindset, man. You got to roll with it. Everything evolves. Things change. Social media has changed the way that people are getting their content so much that it's easy to go on and say, hey, man, I need to get that, or I need to be at that level, or I need to learn how to do that. And I just think people are trying to keep up with the Joneses a lot, and manufacturing companies like ours are trying to just keep raising that bar of highly technologically advanced product and apparel and insulations to make the lifestyle a little bit more comfortable and easier to get into, because that is our main goal. We have to get new blood into the hunting community, or it'll run out. And we have to figure out ways to get people that live in the cities, in downtown New York or wherever it is, in San Francisco or L.A., whatever. We have to get them introduced to it, to at least give them a chance to become a hunter, because we can't just rely on the hunting blood that's out there right now. And so we're always facing that. We have to figure out a way to get new people excited about this lifestyle. And I think that you can do that through technically advanced gear like we're producing with Bandit.
I think I'm going to invite myself. I need you to take me on a hunting excursion. What do you think of that?
I'd love to, man. Where are you located at? You in San Francisco?
I'm in the Bay, y'all.
I just got back last night from, I was in the Butte Sink right around Chico, Durham area, and we had the early season Canada Goose started on Saturday, just the other day on the 3rd, and we were in a cut rice field with 9 ground blinds. And I'll tell you a quick story, but we had an unbelievable hunt on Saturday, and I was with a 79-year-old man that 2 years ago, about almost 2 years ago, he was given 2 years with cancer. And about a month ago, about 3.5 weeks ago, he had some pain in his back. He went in, they gave him 2 months. This guy is a go-getter. He was a military man in the Marine Corps. He was a fire chief for California. He's done it all. He's a conservationist. He's donated so much money to charitable and philanthropy efforts, philanthropy, and they gave him 2 months. And I saw the look on his face of what that meant, to know that life could be coming to an end. And I'm not trying to bring anybody down. I'm trying to show how therapeutic hunting is. And when we were hunting, the smile on his face, the high fives, he told me, I've never seen birds this close. This is amazing. We went and had a cold beer after and talked about him, his upbringing. He's been hunting for almost 74 years, since he was 5 years old, and he knows what's going to happen in the next 60 days. And it just put a new perspective on things, that this is so precious. Our hunting privileges and rights are so precious, and life is so precious, and it can be taken away at any time. And I'm telling that story just because I saw the power of the outdoors and Canada geese doing what they do. It's majestic, and it was amazing to see the new life that was put into him, even if it was just for those few hours on Saturday. So it's pretty humbling to be able to experience stuff like that in the state of California, and we get to do it again. I'll be back there a bunch this year, and I'd love to have you out.
Great stuff from Chad Belding. Check out the podcast, This Life Ain't For Everybody and The Foul Life. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, man. I appreciate your time.
Good stuff. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back, y'all.
Shop Shopping is always easy with the Radio Shopping Show. Whether it's shopping during any one of our live shows right here on AM 1400 or listening live on the KSHP app, you can always call in at 702-221-7283 to pick up great deals with your favorite host. Or shop 24/7 at KSHP.com. Go to KSHP.com and select Shopper's Guide to browse hundreds of businesses featured on the show. Place your order online and we'll have it shipped right to your front door. With so many possibilities, it's hard not to shop.
Whether you're a corporate executive, on a family vacation, or just passing through, St. George Inn & Suites will meet your specific needs. It's conveniently located near restaurants, shopping, and movie theaters. St. George Inn & Suites offers a variety of room types, two fabulous pools and jacuzzis, a fitness center, a free full hot buffet breakfast, and laundry facilities. To make your booking, call 435-673-6661 or book online at stgeorgeinnhotel.com. You need to stop in Southern Utah? Make that stop at St. George Inn & Suites.
The best choice for convenience, comfort, and value, My Place Hotels are ideal for both short-term and long-term travelers. The rooms at My Place features pillow-top mattresses, microfiber bedding, and a variety of soft and firm pillows. All extended stay rooms offer their own kitchen, which includes a full-size refrigerator and a cooktop. On-site laundry facilities are also available for extended stays at pet-friendly My Place Hotels. Book your stays online at myplacehotels.com, My Place Hotels, St. George, and West Jordan, Utah. Make My Place your place.
Monday night is now comedy night at the Artisan Hotel, 1501 West Sahara at the I-15. The fun begins at 8 p.m. Future Role Models Live is presented by comedian, actress, and Second City alum Natasha Pearl Hansen and features some of the best comics from across the country. Tickets are $10 pre-sale through Eventbrite.com and $15 at the door. For bottles and VIP reservations, call 702-214-4000. Must be 21 to attend. Visit ArtisanHotel.com to check out what's going on or what's coming off at the Artisan.
Vegas never sleeps, but you knew that already because you live here. This is Stephen Maggi, host of Vegas Never Sleeps. Join me each Saturday at 2 in the afternoon on KSHP 1400. Vegas Never Sleeps features the unique approach of in-depth conversations, bringing the timeless excitement of Las Vegas to the world. So remember, join me each Saturday at 2 in the afternoon on KSHP 1400 for Vegas Never Sleeps.
The whole family can have fun all year at Sunridge Golf and Recreations. Sunridge is located just outside of Lake Tahoe in Carson City. Play a round of golf or take an intro to archery course while the kids jump around in bounce houses. Finish the day with a meal at Sunridge's casual bar and grill. Sunridge also offers running trails, a pro shop, and an event center. Visit PlaySunridge.com for more information. At Sunridge Golf and Recreation, you can play it your way all year round.
And treatment helpline.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back. We just have a few minutes here. The last hour coming up after a quick news break, going to be free and clear of guests. So you be my guest, Angela Lansbury, Candlesticks, Jerry Orman. Be my guest. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails rick@sportsbuying.com. Chrissy said, Rick, would you really shoot a deer or a bear?
I you're going to be talking about today.
If I was younger in my teenage years, hell yeah, I would. In my 20s, I probably would. There's no way I could now. Ducks, I can give them a little ack-ack. I can get my 88 out there. So I'm not a saint, but yeah, I don't think there's any way I could draw a bead with a scope rifle on a deer. You know, it's like that, my cousin Vinny, little Bambi drinking out of the stream, then boom, his head blows up. Yeah, I don't think I could do that. But ducks, you better duck! Come on, duck.
Brian Blessing, weekdays noon to 2 on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Dan Naraki. President Trump could soon be back at the White House with a full schedule of work ahead of him.
Optimistic that based on his unbelievable progress and how strong he's been in terms of his fight against this COVID-19 disease, that he will be released, but that decision won't be made until later today.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows telling Fox News that the president's health has continued to improve and that doctors could release him from the hospital as early as Monday.